We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Or you may not realize it, but the Jewish community is a very festive one. I lived in Baltimore and learned a lot while I was there. Charm City has one of the largest Jewish populations in the United States outside of New York City. It was a real fun experience for me. But for the last week, that community has been preparing for today, the most holy day on the calendar in the Jewish faith. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, pre-recorded for obvious reasons, which you'll find out right away, is Adam Hertzman, Director of Marketing at the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh. Thank you very much for lending your voice to the Voice of Pittsburgh, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I would like to start out by saying good yom, how do we start with this?
The holiday is really a holiday of atonement. It's a somber holiday. So a good thing to say to somebody is, since it's a day of fasting, to say have a meaningful fast.
So let's just think of this next 5 minutes or so as Gentile's Guide to Yom Kippur. How's that?
Sure.
That'll help us out a lot, I think, because it is such a significant holiday, and we don't want to diminish it, but we want to use this as a learning experience for people who are not quite accustomed to it. So can you give us a brief description on exactly what today signifies?
Absolutely. There was just 8 days ago, the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, which is a two-day holiday, and immediately after Rosh Hashanah, many Jews typically will go to a moving body of water and symbolically cast out their sins. The time between Rosh Hashanah and the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, Jews are asked to make good with people who they may have wronged over the course of a year. So Yom Kippur is a time where Jews pray for forgiveness from God, but the statement from the holiday is that God forgives sins against God, but you need to ask for forgiveness for sins against your fellow people. And people typically do that between Tashlich, the end of Rosh Hashanah, where they cast out their sins, and the beginning of Yom Kippur. And then Yom Kippur is a very somber holiday that's really about recognizing that all of us have sinned and asking for forgiveness for all the things that we have done, either purposefully or accidentally, even without knowing, to harm other people or to offend against God.
And so the last 10 days have been leading up to this, and they are the days of repentance, correct?
Yes. This is also known as the days of awe. It's a very important time, and for some people, an emotional time. You know, it's hard to go back to people who have wronged over the course of the year and apologize. Sometimes in the past, I've even learned about things that I've done that have harmed people over the course of the year, and it could be a difficult period. The fast day itself of Yom Kippur is really a somber holiday, but also a way to have release from that forgiveness. As a matter of fact, traditionally on Yom Kippur, any oaths or pledges that you've made over the last Jewish year are forgiven. So if you were in a life-threatening situation and you said, oh, I'm going to go to synagogue every Shabbat and fast on Tuesdays, and you come to Yom Kippur, you're absolved of that pledge for the future.
Okay, so it's basically a day of renewal at this point, or a season of renewal for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when I lived in Baltimore, I remember the first time I saw it was people standing next to this little creek all reading out of a book, turned out to be the Torah. And that's when I began to learn a little bit more and more each day when I lived in that area. It was a very inspiring experience for me, that's for sure.
Now, that's great.
Now, Yom Kippur, there are things that you must avoid doing. It's a very strict day.
Yes, there are a number of different fasts over the course of the Jewish year for people who are strictly observant, but Yom Kippur is the strictest of fasts. So very observant Jews, most Jews don't eat or drink during the day, and very observant Jews are very careful to do other things too. They don't do any form of work. They don't carry anything. Very observant Jews also avoid wearing leather. That's a rabbinic tradition. So you'll see people wearing canvas shoes, as an example, to synagogue instead of your usual nice shoes.
Oh, that's very interesting. And also, there, you know, obviously you're fasting as well. And you said no work, no manual labor at all. And we're talking about some of the strictest folks not even turning on light switches or anything like that. No work, zero. Correct. You're just sitting there atoning for your sins.
Yes, and most observant people really spend the entire day in synagogue. The service goes on for the whole day, and at the end of the day, after sundown, there's a break the fast, which is a more festive part of the day. The Yom Kippur holiday leads very soon thereafter into the holiday of Sukkot, which is also called the Festival of Tabernacles. It's basically a harvest holiday. Jews will put up a sukkah, or an outdoor shelter. It's really a makeshift shelter. It's actually supposed to be makeshift enough that it will blow over in a strong breeze. And this is in memory of people in thousands of years ago who would have been working out in the fields, too busy bringing in the harvest to be able to go back to their house. So they built these temporary shelters. So the break the fast at the end of Yom Kippur is a little bit more celebratory, especially as it leads into this harvest holiday.
Yeah, and when I lived in Baltimore, there would be those facilities, those little structures built on everybody's yard or in their driveway or something like that. And I think there was no roof on them. They had to be able to see the sky, if I remember correctly.
Yes, the roof is traditionally made of, they call it skach, but it really is just fresh leaves or branches with leaves on them that are put on the roof so that you can see the stars through.
How long does Yom Kippur last?
Yom Kippur lasts from the night before Yom Kippur, so starts Sunday night at sundown and ends Monday night at sundown. And as a matter of fact, one of the things that you may hear, it's traditional, again, for people on the more Orthodox side to blow the shofar or ram's horn at the end of the holiday to mark the end of it. This is a year that I definitely want people to know that that's happening, because although in a traditional year it might happen inside the synagogue, in areas with a lot of Jews, you may hear a lot of horn blowing outside because of COVID-19.
Very interesting. Yom Kippur, it's the most solemn day of the year in the Jewish community.
Absolutely. And I think one can think about this as similar to like a confession in Christianity or Catholicism. It's really a day where Jews reflect on things that they may have done to harm other people and other sins and ask for forgiveness for those sins.
Yeah, and when you really boil your life down and look at things and look at how you may have affected somebody adversely, it really humbles you to go ask for forgiveness, regardless of what faith you're in. It is really a humbling experience and a cleansing experience as well, clean experience.
Absolutely. I really find it a cleansing holiday. As I said, it's serious and humbling, but there is a great feeling, especially having in the previous week gone to people who I may have wronged and asked them for forgiveness, and they're asking me for forgiveness, to be able to give that forgiveness and get it, and then to be able to ask for that forgiveness from God. It really is a cleansing experience.
Adam Hertzman, Director of Marketing at the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh, thank you so much for enlightening us and educating us on the importance of Yom Kippur, the most significant and solemn day on the Jewish calendar. I hope you have a very significant Yom Kippur.
Thank you very much, and thanks again for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.